Welcome to another edition of Metaphysical Romp 2. This is the Reverend Dr. Hasselbeck having yet another beautiful day in my consciousness. And I am at the Phoenix, Arizona end of the virtual kitchen table. Hello, friends.
Hello. Wow. And we're still here in Durham at the Durham part of the table. And this is Reverend Dr. Sherholton. And it's another beautiful day in my consciousness.
And this is the Reverend Dr. Bill Holton. And it is very definitely another beautiful, beautiful day in my consciousness as well. And as you guys know, Cher and I are the co-founders of a Unity ministry, an online ministry, and our name is the Unity Center for UniversalProsperity.org. And we spell universal Y-O-U, capital Y-O-U, because it's about your spiritual growth and human happiness.
And we like to make it very simple for you by having you go to ucfyp.org, ucfyp.org. And we invite you to sign up for our Monday Musing newsletter and just come and visit us.
Yeah, and so I have my website, paulhasselbeck.com, where you can find my calendar, as well as my weekly blog, which is The Absolute Word, and you can see that on my website as well, since it's my weekly blog. So we are on, I guess this is part two, isn't it, of an article that I found on Medium, and Medium is a blog post aggregator. And the really cool thing is that if you sign up and you start using it, it uses artificial intelligence to feed you articles that you're interested in and to drop the other ones, right? Okay, so this blog was entitled, "You Can't Wait Until Life Isn't Hard Anymore Before You Decide to Be." And that was spoken by Nightbird, who has since moved on to other dimensions. And she did this beautiful song on America's Got Talent. So you can just look up Nightbird on YouTube if you want to hear the song.
I actually put a link on our website, on our blog website for that. I mean, our podcast.
Yes.
So people can hear that as well as the updated one that just was sung as a tribute. And they got a gold buzzer as well. So
yeah, they both got gold buzzers. Isn't that something? But when she, so I watched both live, and when she said that, I was flabbergasted. Mm. It's such a piece of brilliant wisdom, and she was in, I guess you'd call stage 4 cancer. And she said she only had 2% to live, 2% chance of living. And she said, and people don't understand how wonderful that is.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, so Cher, as I get this out of the way, you want to take it away?
Sure. We're going to pick up where we left off from our last show. And that was on the idea of the, what we call it, the when-then game. When I achieve X, then I'll be happy. And a lot of people just live in that state of not celebrating their happiness in the moment. They're always waiting until something happens.
Yeah, holding back on the happiness. Yeah. And I've certainly said that line in the past. In fact, it was my work with the Option Institute many, 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 many decades. I was still living in Puerto Rico, so that would have been 1991 or something. And I got in touch with him because he wrote a book, I can't even think of his name. I think his last name was Kaufman, actually. Barry Kaufman. Look at that. My brain cell's working. He wrote a book, Happiness is a Choice. Mm. And that's exactly what Nightbird was saying. So he says, happiness isn't found in the future. And that's because the future doesn't exist.
Right.
It hasn't arrived yet.
One of our favorite phrases is, the present moment is my time zone.
Yes, it is. And that's what he says. It's found in the present moment. If you can't be happy before achieving a big goal, you definitely won't be happy afterwards. Wow. That's because you keep moving your own goalpost.
Mm-hmm. Right. You never get there.
It's so crazy. And
the thing people need to realize, folks, is that the past is tutor of your present. And your present is tutor of your quote-unquote hopeful future.
Yes, and it's only in the present moment are we actually creating our future, because he says happiness is a habit. Practice it today, because tomorrow may never come.
Yeah. And actually, it never comes, because when it gets here, it's today.
Yes, exactly. And I'll just add, tell people you love them.
Yes.
Don't wait.
Yeah. That's so true. We just lost a really close friend very suddenly and unexpectedly. And the last time we talked to her on the phone, the last thing we said was, we love you.
And
just having that memory of knowing that was our last words. We never knew they'd be the last words we'd ever say, but luckily it was a good memory.
Wow. And then he has this quote from Mark Manson, to be happy, we need something to solve. No, we don't. Happiness requires problems. No, it doesn't. Happiness is therefore a form of action. It's an activity, not something that is passively bestowed upon you. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
You have to actively choose to be happy, because it's not going to be bestowed upon you. And a lot of people believe in that outside God that does things for us, and we don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't like the concept that you have to have problems to be happy. That's one of those things that's put out there, I think, is a way to make you okay with problems.
It's just,
you got to have rain to have a rainbow and all that kind of stuff.
And I heard it as, if you don't know sadness or grief or anger or whatever, you can't really appreciate happiness. I do not believe that.
No,
I don't agree with that either.
I agree too. Yeah.
And I think in skin school, we do have those things. If you are close to people at all, you're going to experience those things, but it's not a requirement in order to be happy.
And certainly Nightbird proved that she could choose to be happy even in the midst of only having a 2% chance of survival.
Yes. And that goes along with what we've all said in several shows, is just, you know, how do you deal with what you're going through? It's how you choose to handle it, not what's happening to you.
And it's something that you said just a little while ago too, based on, according to the research, it shows that all of us have a kind of happiness baseline. But your comment before, because happiness is a choice, that baseline is up to us.
Yes, absolutely. We're the ones who decide. I mean, that's what I love about the power of dominion in the 12 powers.
Yes.
It's the personal authority over myself. And scripture warning.
Uh-oh. Wow, from Paul.
Jesus said he would have authority over heaven and earth. And in metaphysical understanding, is we have personal authority over essentially divine ideas, and earth is our thoughts and feelings. And people believe that their thoughts and feelings happen to them rather than by them.
Yes.
And everyone happens by them, not to them. It really might feel like both, though.
And things do, you're right. Sometimes it does feel like something's happened to you.
Yeah.
But again, it's the interaction in this world. It's being part of this experience. We do have experiences that happen to us.
Yeah.
And it does come back to, okay, so what's next?
And so then what's next is, he says, the author says, just do it. In other words, just be happy. And then he says, the founder of Nike, Phil Knight, is a strange cat. I've been reading a book about him called Shoe Dog. He is deeply spiritual and says some woo-woo stuff. And we call that now. I call it woo-woo-licious.
And Bill calls it wow-wow.
Wow-wow. Wow-wow would go with dogma, though, wouldn't it?
Wow, that's
Bow Wow.
From Bow Wow to Wow Wow. There's a book title right there.
Yep. So he says, despite his enormous wealth, he may actually be living proof of a monk that's reached enlightenment and also business success. His company slogan is just do it. Turns out this is part of the happiness formula. According to former Prime Minister of England, Benjamin Disraeli. Action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. Well, I don't believe that one either.
And I'm suspicious too, because he said just previously, the founder of Nike, that Phil Knight is a strange cat. And then he says, I've been reading a book about him called Shoe Dog. Well, he's got to make up his cat or dog.
So he says, execute daily to increase happiness. What? Did I skip something? I did. Progress is what makes our lives feel meaningful. No, no, no.
See, this is not, we're not believing some of the things that are in this article. No. Yeah.
And
we're
meaning contributes to our overall happiness. Well, meaning can do that.
That part's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's why so many office workers are unhappy. They've been deprived of meaning and told to chase revenue. So what I love about these articles when we look at them is that I hope we're demonstrating to our listeners critical thinking.
Yes.
Critical thinking. And so we don't have to drink all of the Kool-Aid, so to speak.
And if I can go back just for a minute to that quote by Benjamin Disraeli, because it illustrates exactly what you're saying, Paul. Some of these quotes you hear sound really cool, but when you really look at what it's saying, there is no happiness without action, then you have to think, is that really true? And any quote that's that exclusive to me requires question.
And that's why we invite people, the three of us, invite people to question unquestioned answers.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I can buy this. There is no happiness without action if the action I'm taking is choosing to be happy.
Yeah. Right.
That's an internal thing. And since we don't have this guy around to ask what he meant, we get to decide. Yes.
Okay,
so let's go on. What true happiness feels like. So this is a subsection, parentheses, in case you've forgotten. I actually laughed out loud when I... Uh-oh.
I'm glad you got this part, Paul.
Yeah, Ishiro Kishimi and Fumitaki Koga. Oh, I just butchered those names.
Oh, that sounded great. Nobody will know. They're listening.
Wrote a popular book called The Courage to be Disliked. They say happiness is the feeling of contribution. I can buy that a little bit. When you contribute to a cause bigger than yourself, it helps you come alive. You see humanity as a collective force rather than a competition, or worse, the enemy. And that feeling of contribution is very gratifying for me. And I'm the one choosing to feel gratification. And so we don't want to attribute or misattribute what the gratification comes from.
Yeah.
So he says, you see humanity as a collective force rather than the competition, or worse, the enemy. That's how I feel as a writer. I feel like I'm contributing something to the world that is helpful and perhaps even inspiring. And of course, the Holtons write a lot. I write a lot. And yes. So he says, the author recommends seeking out contribution. So Sherry, you want to take it away?
Yeah, and I want to make an actual little comment here too, is we have to be careful saying that happiness comes from anything outside of ourselves.
Yes.
And like the action or the feeling of contribution and all of those things, because it's not based on that out there. It's based on within. And
it's an inside job. It's an inside out. Sure, we see things that then we respond with happiness. Mm-hmm. But the reason why we know seeing the thing isn't causative is because another person might be seeing the same thing and not feeling happy or joyful. Mm-hmm. Like a person going to a football game and doesn't like football.
Right.
But the person right next to him might be choosing to feel really happy. The trick is, though, if you're the person who doesn't like football and you're at the football game, you can still choose to be happy.
Yeah, choose to find happiness in that moment. How can I enjoy what I'm doing instead of sitting there fretting over being there? Yeah,
exactly.
Really does make a difference.
It's a huge difference. So then he goes on to say professional tip. And do you want to do that one, Cher?
I'm happy to.
Go ahead.
Okay, pro tip, help those less fortunate than you. The bonus is those same people will help you see how much you already have, which will increase happiness, maybe, because your problems aren't as bad as those truly struggling.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That tip bothers me just a tad.
That one makes me feel icky inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That almost sounds like I'm better than you attitude.
Yes. And that leads to all other kind of icky stuff, like people don't want to ask for help because of the way that they feel when they're helping somebody else and when they're feeling more fortunate than the other person. And so this less than, more than stuff is crazy making. And it looks like we're going to have a third part to this one, doesn't it? So we're going to pivot to the absolute word, and I am pivoting there right now. The absolute word is based on Sunday messages appearing in Daily Word, a copyrighted Unity publication that has been used with permission. And this comes from Sunday, May 7th, 2023. One of my favorite words is free. I synchronize my humanity with my divinity. I am free. When I think of freedom, I imagine a bird in flight, soaring above the earth. As the bird glides, it moves through the air instinctively, overcoming the force of gravity. The same is true when it flaps its wings, moving upward and forward. Likewise, I open my mind and heart and perceive the freeing presence of my divinity. I wisely use the principles that make up my divinity to be powerful and peaceful. As I do, I overcome stifling feelings of stress or doubt. In my humanity, I trust my divinity as I move forward and upward with renewed purpose and confidence. Just as a bird overcomes gravity to fly with purpose, in my humanity, I overcome the challenges and circumstances of my life. I find my purpose and live more consciously. When synchronized with my divinity, I synchronize my humanity with my divinity. I am free. And so this is the very free Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck signing off, saying thank you to our listeners. And of course, always a heartfelt thank you to Bill and Cher.
Oh, and back at you from us. This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton, and we just love this opportunity.
And the three of us would like to say that you can do this synchronization when you align your human nature with your divine nature.